We are fortunate in this century because of the fact that almost all the saints who have gone by, they are valuable saints in connection with their self-knowledge and God-knowledge. We have all with us. Had we been just come about 100 years back, the sayings of Swami Shivdayal Singh, the latest master of India, would not have been in our position. Had we come another 500 years back, the sayings of the Sikh saints, Guru Nanak and the others who followed him, would not have been, on our record. Had he been still further back, say, about 1400 years, we would not have the Quran in our position. Similarly, had we come before 2000 years, the valuable Bible, the holy sayings of the Christ, would not have been in our hands. Still, we go back further, the sayings about five or six thousand years back, the sayings of the Jainis and the Buddhist would not have been in our hands. So you will see that we are fortunate that almost all these sayings and experiences of those great men who have gone by are now in our hands, and we can refer to them for the subject. In almost all the sayings, scriptures of the holy saints, we find one thing which helped them to contact God, and that is the powers of God which is working at the back of all creation and is immanent in every form. They say that to meet God, the first elementary step is to just listen and practice the names of God. All saints who came here, they use certain names for the expression of that almighty power, and that is called generally the Naam or word. Those are all very valuable, more than the diamonds and the jewels. For those who want to tread the path to reality, but the few there are who really understand the expression of Naam or word. There are two kinds of words. One, those with those saints and great ones who came in the past, they used from the various languages to express that reality. There are so many names of the same truth. It does not matter if you use one name or the other name as expressed by the great ones, but the most important point is we should contact the power with the words expressed. So there are two parts of the thing. One, the word is used to express that God in action power or the reality at the back of all creation. And the other, the named. In this connection, if we want to really understand what Naam is, if we go through the various saint scriptures, we find that the power that creates the world and the universe is called name and shabda. These are Hindi words meaning music or voice by saints. Vedas likewise called in Nad. Rishis call it Akashvani, heavenly melody. Christ calls it word and the name of God. Muhammad call it Kalma Alaihi, or the voice of Allah. Karmangi Asmani, voice of heavens. Or Ismi Adam, the principal factor. Guru Nanak calls it Gurbani, voice of the master of name. But name, truly speaking, is no language. No language has power to emancipate languages, to emancipate. Languages are different for different nations, but the power that emancipates is universal. It is one for the whole universe. It is within Hindus, Mohammedans, Christians, Jews, in short, within every person of any religion. That is what is praised in the holy scriptures of all denominations. The holy Granth, Vedas, the Shastras, and the holy Quran and the holy Bible, etc. Similarly, Guru Nanak and other saints praise this power, but there are in the books only praises. That power itself is not in them. That is within you. It is a very deep thought requiring full attention for its conception. The name that emancipates is an unwritten law and an unspoken language. But our books are in languages. That power is not in any language. Turkish, Arabic, Persian, Sanskrit, etc. Accordingly, that cannot be brought into writing. Therefore, it is better to go to a holy person who has sent within, who analyzes his soul from the body and transcends it. When he initiates you to the path, you should put in your efforts and ascend with it. One law for the whole universe. It is not modern. It is in force since the day of creation. It was never designed by man. The Creator himself designed it. We can neither alter it nor add to it. We have got to ascend through it. Whatever is being explained by the various saints is almost the same. The difference is in the language only, but the purpose and the subject is the same. I am just taking up a hymn of late Swami Shivdayal Singh, as also giving reference to the sayings of the other saints to prove that their thoughts were parallel on the subject. But those who remain within ethical codes or religious sectarianism are not being referred to here. I shall say, we are not anywhere near even the dogma of the philosophy given to us by the saints. All saints who ascended higher had the same path. It is a natural science, not artificial. It is within every person. If all men rightly understood this philosophy, there should be no dispute in the world. But the negative power within them does not allow them to understand it. Today I take up the subject of the analysis of name or word as explained by Swamiji. What is name? He himself replies, let us now analyze the name in two classes dividing the same. I shall call them vocal and divine. Within this difference, gross and fine, call it vocal or call it word, which can be spoken or uttered. All that you can write or read is the vocal. Name of God is of two kinds, vocal and divine. Whatever can be spoken, written or read is vocal name, which is again subdivided into four classes. Bakri. First is that which is articulated by tongue, as I am talking, as sparrows, crows and other animals utter voices, and we all talk with one another. Second, madhama, which is whispered very low in the throat by contacting the tongue with the palate. Third, prasanti, is that which is spoken at heart center of the yogis, meaning which is spoken in mind. The tongue and the throat are both unaware of it. Fourth is para. It is that with the yogi set in vibrations from the nabi, navel center of the yogis. But the name divine, that emancipates, is beyond these four. All holy books of the world praise that name, but that is not in them. When you ascend within, conquering lust, anger, etc., five passions, light will be visible, the veils will be torn asunder, and the peace will reign. Here, that divine name is audible. If there is birth of the soul in some physical form of the highest order, it is as human being. All religions agree at this point. Christians say, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Mohammedans say human being is the best of creation. Hindus say human form is God-like form, because the secrets kept hidden within a human form by the Creator are not found anywhere else. Guru Nanak says with other saints that within us are millions of mountains and rivers and other creations. It is supported by Maulana Rum. Within our oceans, forests and mountains, at the sight of which our thought and imagination simply baffles. All things are ascended. Who ascended higher have like thoughts. These disputes among religions are the outcome of the ignorant preachers. And Swamiji says, the name that can be written and read are spoken in vocal name. That will lead to the divine name beyond, audible through your master alone. A person conveys his thought to another through a language, not only persons, animals too, convey their thought to other animals through animal language. And birds likewise convey their thoughts to other birds through some bird language. We all convey our thoughts to one another through some language. Now, this discourse is being conducted through some language. Any saint who has sense all express, will express in experiences in his local language. The Lord God, having placed all the heavens within every man, and having drawn a veil behind the eyes, has pushed the person outside, that is here in the physical world. Throughout his life, the person remains outside. The priceless treasures placed by the Lord God within his person remained untouched, like the millions of rupees buried underground in the house of the person who did not dig them up. Hence the person came empty-handed and departed empty-handed. Guru Nanak says, within this body are nine heavenly kingdoms, with all the shops, markets and streets. Within this body are Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, the Trinity of God who create the worlds. This is the message of Guru Nanak. But these secrets within are available through a master who has ascended his soul within. If a person is desirous of becoming a doctor or an engineer, only a doctor and an engineer can help him. There is a sort of locked window behind our eyes which cannot be unlocked by ourselves. Shams Tabriz says, likewise, the Lord Emperor has strongly locked the door. Descending as a man, he himself opens the door. God has drawn a strong veil behind the eyes. He himself has come as another person like us, as a master, to withdraw the veil. What is his teacher? Shams Tabriz says next, silently listen to five heavenly melodies that descend from the seventh sky beyond the sixth. Similarly, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Just see the time of here. I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. See Corinthians. That power which emancipates is not up to this, up to the eye center. When you vacate the nine openings in the human body, through which your attention flows outside, with two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, one mouth, one sex organ, and one rectum. Then in the tenth inlet, the third eye behind the eyes, divine music is reverberating. That is the sweetest of all musics, and very charming. Holy books are world religions, only praise that divine music. Sheikh Farid, an Indian saint, says, sugar is sweet. Sugar products are sweet. Honey is sweet. Fresh milk is sweet. But compared with God of wheat, none of these sweet things is as sweet as you are. Sugar products, honey and milk are all sweet things, but the sweetness of God cannot be found in them. God and divine music are one. That is placed by God within every man, person. If we do not rend the veil and ascend within, it is our fault. Until you meet a master who goes within, you cannot have these treasures. But fortunately, you meet such a master, call him teacher or call him by any other name, and according to his instructions, if you ascend within, all these treasures and powers are at your disposal. A master knowing the name sublime helps in turning, in tuning the soul to divine. A master who ascends the heavens within and who is called as true master and holy granth will not advise us to leave our religion, our nation, our family or our home. On the contrary, he advises that we should divert our attention to the music within us while living in our family. This is only what is needed. A soul in tune with the music will receive peace. It means that master's duty ends here, but it is up to the student now whether he brings his soul in tune with it or not. Only a master of such great fame unites the named and the name. It is essential that the master himself should be one who ascends within. There are such masters in the world, both among Hindus and Mohammedans and other religions, but they are not easily available. My master had to search hard for 20 years before his initiation by Baba Jamal Singh in 1894. There were many initiations. There were many learned priests and monks, several relations, sectarians, but so long as a true master is not contacted, they are of no use. I had myself to search for this master for over 15 years. What is the work of a true master? To disclose secret of divine name and then to connect your soul to divine music with it. If you repeat the vocal in mind, the name divine you can find. Now the question arises, what is whether the vocal name can be of any use to us? Allah, Khuda, Wahiguru, Ram, Rahim, Ishwar, Parmeshwar, God and Jehovah, etc. are our words. These are vocal names. These are not divine names. Divine alone gives emancipation and peace. For instance, if we repeat sugar, sugar, our mouth is now sweetened. But if we eat sugar, our mouth will be sweetened. Hence, Swamiji says the divine name is beyond speaking, writing and reading. For that which can be spoken, written or read is a vocal name. The named is divine, the name is vocal. Name without the named is of no use. Just as our repetition of sugar, without eating sugar is of no use. Similarly, if you go on repeating Ram, or Rahim, or any other name, we get nowhere. The world is clinging to the names, but the power Ram is neglected. The same point is stressed by Mohammedan saints. You are calling the name, look for the named. A name without the named is of little use. All the life was spent in books, remaining in words only. The name could not be seen. So long as the named is not seen, all is useless. Tulsi, a great saint of India, also says, so long as we do not see and contact with the Nam power, we cannot reap the full fruit. Just as by uttering the words of money, man does not become rich. We have to earn it by hard labor. this name can be had, can be contacted only within our own body. This is what Guru Arjuna says on this subject. Now stating further, Swamiji says, cleaning the mind and soul with vocal, ascend within to find unequivocal. We have to make use of both the vocal and the divine. By the help of vocal, we shall associate ourselves with the Master, and we shall clear all our doubts. When our inquiry is completed, that everything is within us, we will request the Master to initiate us, and we shall sit at meditation early in the morning for 2 or 3 hours according to his instructions. It will result in withdrawal of attention up to the eye center. Guru Nanak says, likewise, close the doors of 9 exits, live absorbed in the 10th, your own, closing the 9 openings, withdrawing attention from these, we reach a lane leading to the kingdom of God. What is happening there? Where unending echoes are unplayed music, where unending echoes of unplayed music are audible to a master alone. The life of all the lives in all the universes is there. That is divine music. The same thing is said by Guru Ram Das, 4th master of the 6th Guru Nanak, being the first. 9 doors, all these 9 are tasteless, sweet nectar drops in the 10th. Yogis came to the Gurus and asked them about the Nam and its location. The latter, the Master told them that when you transcend the 6 centers of the body and come up, you will then contact that holy name, divine in nature. The sweetness of the nectar that liberates is not found below the eye center. When you ascend high, there is nectar that you drink. The same thing is said by other saints. Just look into your holy box. When your inquiry is completed, you will come to the point that all speak of the same truth. Name divine and the named are one. Through your soul you can listen. The music divine which is reverberating is to lead us to the named. When you meet the named, you become the named. Every drop that joins the ocean becomes the ocean. Similarly, the soul merging in God becomes God. All saints who ascended on the higher planes have one mission, to merge the soul into God. A soul absorbed in music divine is what I call the name divine. When the soul clings to the power Ram, as you call it, you get peace. Ram means who is diffused all over the world. Every person has showers of nectar within, but who is drinking that nectar? Maya, lust, anger, etc. While enjoying sweet things in the world, we are being robbed of our treasures. When vacating the 9 exits, we ascend to Turiya, the first region of the Masters, 1000-flame region. You receive nectar in showers there, tasting which lust, anger, etc., Ramas, will take to their heels. You will then realize how lost you were in a dream. this physical life can appear from your dream. The divine music, that is reverberating there, will lead us to the God. Soul and God become one. Birth and death end. The aim of this human life is fulfilled. Without a master and without acting up to his advice, it is neither living nor knowing. Swamiji says, there are only two ways to achieve these triggers. First, the initiation by the master who has sense within, including his instructions and association. Just as a student who does not go to a teacher cannot receive education, so a person without a master cannot see God. Guru Nanak posed this thing. No one gets him without a master. May he be doing million other things. Go on reading millions of books. Go on repeating words or formulas. Go on doing charitable deeds. You cannot ascend within without a master who himself ascends within. Guru Nanak says again, let hundreds of moons be so bright, let thousands of suns shed their light. Without a master it is ever so dark, of little avail is all their light. Millions of suns and moons arise in this world. They will give light outside, but closing your eyes, you will find all darkness within. As no art or no language can be learned without a teacher, even so you cannot ascend within and learn the spiritual knowledge without a spiritual teacher. Only a man can teach another man. The second way is of our own efforts, after our initiation by a master, of course. What a lucky disciple he is who is longing to get at this. Saints and masters say that a person who, having got a chance of human life, is anxious to ascend within or see God is very, very fortunate, because there are no better riches than the divine name. It cannot be burnt by fire. It cannot be dissolved by water. It cannot be destroyed. It cannot be robbed by black angels. If a person is coming towards divine name, that is towards God, he is very, very
vain. Swamiji relates and says that they got a human life, the highest of all creation. Yet they did not go within. It was the only chance to achieve liberation. If one failed here, there was no other chance, for long at least. Such a priceless life with a God after such a long time was wasted in vain. There are two powers within every man. One is negative, the other is positive. The negative power does not allow us to go within, but without going within, we are nowhere. Therefore, our life is wasted. We got a human life, but we could not become a man. Taking pity, the saint reminds, without prejudice, so very kind, giving the secret of five names, showing the path of music again. In the supreme world, Lord saw that entire humanity was deluded. He sent his saints. You may call them saints, fakir, or any other name. Call them masters if you like. They are commissioned by Lord God, and so they have come here. They neither create a religion nor disband another. They advise that God is within you. They show us the path as well and ask us to put in our efforts so as to rend the veil within. Moreover, they do not ask us to go alone. They assure us that they are with us, outwardly as well as inwardly, on the heavens within, helping us to cross the different regions. Maulana Rum says, the personality who remains with you while in this earthly life
also as though in the life hereafter, whether you leave the body at death bed or while you are in body and transcend it, such a saint is only a true saint. They advise us not to leave the nationality, not the religion, not family. All saints who might have come in different nations or religions had a single law in like preaching and the same result. But those who are within the ethical codes are not on this path. When saints come in this world, they do not make distinction in a white or a black, a Hindu or a Muslim. They look to the love of the person or the soul. What is their teaching? There are five musical notes of the divine world reverberating within you. It gives divine bliss. Go within, listen to them. Guru Nanak and other saints say the same thing. As is said by Kabir, five notes unplayed are audible. Along with the Lord Supreme, humble Kabir worships Him in formless form and unplayed music. Banerjee, another saint, has also said, five musical notes are reverberating, adoring the Lord with calls in thunderous clouds. This is also the path of Dadu, Paltuk, Maulanarum and Hafiz. Jesus also spoke of the word divine. Saint Matthews refer about the power of the word, says, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. This word has the sanctifying effect. Again, Saint John says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Ye are clean through the word that I have spoken to you. In his view, it is said, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and interior of the heart. Then again, saying about this very word, they say that this word, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The word was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and with Him was not anything made that was made. By the word of Lord were the heavens made. This is another saying of the Genesis. Guru Nanak and others also spoke in the same term. They said, "Word is the creator of the universe, of all planes. Word was in the beginning, when there was nothing created. The whole world sprang up after the world came into being, and a divine link can be had with an each man." This word Swamiji says, these riches are in their hands, and through them these are available. They will say, oh brother, there are within you, your soul as well as divine, within you, soul as well as divine music. Do nothing else but unite your soul with music. How simple. It neither requires roaming all over the country, nor settling down at places of pilgrimages. They only advise us to go within. When we go within, we realize. It does not mean in any way that the outer social religions are not needed. They are. Man is social. He has to live in a society. These societies are formed by man. God never earmarks any of them. God made and sold bodies. The social bodies were formed with the laws and regulations to make a man, to avoid all corruption in the society, to have a clean life, an ethical life, to become a good world citizen. This serves as a work of the nurse, as a midwife, to bring forth child. And midwife is only helping factor, does not bring forth child. It is the mother only which brings forth child. Similarly, the social bodies are meant to assist us as midwives for attaining the higher purpose of life. With this view clear cut before man, the master giving details of divine notes, regions, sub-regions, divine codes. They do not only describe the five names, their lights, their distinctive notes, another information of the path, but they accompany us within all stages. They give the path of music in soul, but man of earth have different goals. They do not advise us whether we should keep long hair on our heads and are kept by all sects, or we should cut them short as are cut by Hindus and others. They advise us simply to connect our soul to divine music within and enjoy the bliss. But people are unfortunate. They give it free without any money, as it is one of the gifts of nature which are given all free, with sun, air and water. What more can they do? They ask us to ascend higher than the nine gates. But our sinful negative power do not allow us to go that way. They help ascension of soul within, showing the creator and creation therein. Srila Kabir says, a sinner does not like devotion and worship of Master, just as a fly does not like fragrance of sandalwood, but it hovers all day long over its tools. The sinful ones are those whose minds are dirty, do not like devotion to God. They do not come this way, just as flies do not come near sandalwood, musk or camphor, or other sweet smelling things, but they will buzz over the bad smelling stools always. They dislike perfumes. Those who meet the Master are not enjoined to roam all over the mountains, lonely places, places of pilgrimage or idols. They are rather told that God is within them. Ascending a little show of this plane, ascending a little above this plane, in the center of thousand flames, they do not give them a blind belief that they would be given after death. a cluster of 1,000 flames shall be visible and nectar shall be received. Only then a conviction will come that all the heavens are within. They are, however, given some light within to transcend to the higher plane to see these lights. As a sinha, they will be further satisfied. Mohammedan names are in Arabic, other names are in Sanskrit and in other languages, but all true masters have the same path. Through crooked lane to Tirupati, reaching the door of purity. Now the mask Swamiji gives a cursory view of the various stages a soul has to pass to reach ultimately to the home, our true home. When one starts the higher course above the eyes, one reaches Turiya, the first region to start with. After that, the second region to jump through a circuit's way. Then from Brahm to Parbrahm, the third region. Reaching there, the soul realizes himself and is divested of all physical, astral and mental bodies. Then she says, I am the soul. Until one reaches that region, man has not the clear-cut view of self-involved. Crossing Mahasun with Playar, enjoying the notes of Isha Abhavar in Playar. Leaving that, the soul further ascends to Mahasun, the upper part of the third region. Leaving that too, she comes to Bahangupa, the fourth region of Soham. Mohammedans call it Anahu, meaning as you are, so am I. Similarly, Soham also means as you are, so am I. Soul is divested of all the physical, astral and mental bodies and knows that I am a drop of the ocean of consciousness. And Lord is an ocean of consciousness. So he sees and says, as you are, so am I. So reaching the original, immutable, we are backed by notes divine and audible. Mawlana Rumi has started his Masnavi, the book of verse, from this point. It is a very nice book of his spiritual path. He has started his book from this region. Listen to the pliant notes of a flute, complaining of a separation from the Lord. Mawlana Rumi says that the flute like notes of Soham are of the soul who has realized the fourth stage, the Bhavangupa relates a story of separation. When I was separated from the bamboo forest or such khand, I became unhappy leaving my nation. Soul is a part of God. We are separated from Him. We will be in peace again when we reunite, called Sat Khand or Mukame Hak, or the true home. This is the last region where a drop giants its souls, the ocean. Beyond Alakhan, beyond Agam, a home of divine, a divine home, the power that creates the universe, as the universe is, has no parallel in the world, because the notes of the music there may resemble the notes of the bagpipe, hence it has been referred to. Guru Nanak also says, if you remain all time absorbed in the bliss of Master's feet, you will one day bear here, O Nanak, the divine bliss of the bagpipe, that is, you will reach your true home. The Lord Divine, Radha Swami, is so benign, who gives us hints of path divine, where the soul ultimately dissolves, is called Radha Swami. Many saints have called him Swami. All these names have been suggested by saints. Difference lies in names only. Otherwise, he is Anami, that is, with no name. Gentlemen, from the foregoing talk just given, you will gather that there is one God overhead. God made only ensouled bodies. So, in the essence, of the same essence as that of God. So all humanity is one. And true brothers. Their bodies are similar. They have two eyes. Each man has got two eyes, two ears, nostrils, mouth, and the rectum and the other thing. Outer formation is the same and the inner construction of the body is also the same. There is no difference between one man and another. Inner construction of the body is also the same. Souls have the same difficulty before them to solve. Each man's soul is bound in the mud, in the under mind, indriyas, and body. We have to liberate our soul from the bondage of mind and indriyas as well as body, and by self-analysis and know our own self. This is the teachings of all the past great saints. The Upanishads say, know thyself. Christ did also say, know thyself. Guru Nanak also said in the same way, unless we know ourselves by self-analysis, this outward grand delusion in which we are passing cannot be set aside. To know oneself is the first step to be taken on the way to realization of the ourself for God. That is why in many scriptures more stress is laid on knowing oneself. Knowing of God comes next. It is the soul that has to realize the whole self of God. Neither the mind, nor intellect, nor the indriyas, outward faculties. So one who has known himself is only fit to know God. And it is the soul that has to realize God. The one way up to contact the Lord is called name or word. Kalma or the word. The Zoroastrians called it Sarosya. God is wordless, nameless. He's got no name. But the divine link, which is within each man sporting the soul, when that divine link is withdrawn, the soul withdraws from the body and we meet with death. Similarly, the same power is upholding the whole creation. And that power is withdrawn from there. There is annihilation, dissolution, grand dissolution follow. So this is the connecting link between man and God. This divine link is within each man. But that can be had only when you transcend the body. That power is named by so many words by the various saints. Holy Scriptures. From the names, so long as you do not contact the named, which is expressed in so many words by the very saints, the true prophet of life cannot be reached. That divine link can be contacted only through the favor of the Master. The Master is one who is competent to give you an experience of the self-analysis, drawing of the soul from the body and condition.